drink 1.6. So if you don't drink only 1.6, so you don't have a revia, so you don't have to make an aleph gefen. But many people do drink 3 ounces, and they should lechatchila drink 3 ounces, and that way you can make the aleph gefen. The aleph gefen, Rabbi Yisai, is the last bracha of the Seder. And it's very interesting. It's a very interesting bracha, the aleph gefen. Aleph gefen v'al priya gefen v'al tnuvas asoda v'al eretzchem d'tor rechava sheret sisa v'nchad l'avaseinu. It's incredible. It's an incredible bracha. And in that bracha, it captures elements that are not present in the Birchas HaMazon. It's mother bracha. The aleph gefen is just the me'ain of bracha, me'ain shalosh of the Birchas HaMazon. And yet this bracha has elements in it that are not found in the Birchas HaMazon. And one of them is, v'al mizbechecha v'al heicholecha. And that's very interesting, because the whole Seder is all about the goal. The goal is not, this is not the, it's not over. And what's the next lashon of Gula? Vehevesi. And what's Vehevesi? Eretz Yisrael, to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and like we say in Dayenu, to have a Mizbeach, lechaper al kol avoy noseinu. The ultimate goal is not just Geula, it's Eretz Yisrael, it's the Kedushas Eretz, the Mizbeach. Now we talk about, we should be zoicha next year to bring the blood al Kir Mizbechacha. I mentioned yesterday about Bikurim. V'inachta lefnei Mizbach Hashem Elokecha. You're eating the bread on your table. The table is called Zeh HaShulchan Asher Lefnei Hashem. And that's the Mizbeach. And what's the last Beracha of the night? The last time at the Seder table, make so many brachas. There are 15 brachas. I'm not thinking, make 15 blessings at the Seder table, if I'm not mistaken. 15 blessings. And what's the last blessing? Al HaGefen. Al HaGefen. And there you mispalo. V'nispa mituva u'nivarerecha olecha b'kdusho v'tahara. It's an incredible finale to the Seder. He asked Hashem to restore the Mizbeach, to restore the Heichel, the Mokum of the Hashuas HaShechina. He asked Hashem that we should be satisfied from your blessing, B'kedusha v'tahara. And then this is what I want to tell you. You say, Baruch Atah Hashem al HaGefen v'al Pri HaGefen. Let me ask you a question. Do you ever go to a wedding? Everyone, you've been to 100 weddings, and under the chuppah, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Borei Peri HaGofen. Twice, right? Twice. The Erison and the Nisuin. Did you ever see by a wedding someone making a HaGefen? The after blessing? Never. You never ever saw the Mesader Kiddushin, the Chosn Kala, make an after blessing. Why not? They don't drink the shir. The Mesader Kiddushin, maybe if you're lucky, he'll lick some of the wine from his finger. And the Chosn Kala, they give a little sip. They don't, you never saw the chassan, you never saw the alcoholic under the chuppah, drink the whole cup of wine, you never saw that. Right? Because if he drank it, if he is, he would have to make an aleph gefen. He never saw that, so they never make it. Where is the after blessing, Rabbi Yisai? Technically, I'll tell you where it is. It's at the Seder. Because the Seder is the Zman. V'higadta levincha b'yoyim ahu leimar. The whole Seder is for the children. What are the children? Al kein yazov ish es ovev yisimo v'dovak b'ishe v'hoyu levosur echad. What's levosur echad? The children. This is the purpose of the chuppah, of the marriage. You got married, you have children. And here they are.
Rabbi, you should make aleph gefen by Abdullah if you drink the shir by Abdullah.
If you drink the shir, of course. Let me just finish. We're running out of time. So let me just start. So over here, when you come to a wedding, you're getting married. What's the purpose of getting married? To have children. And here you come to the Seder. This is the big day. Here are the children. Here they are. And here you are. V'gadol levincha b'yom huleimar. This is mission accomplished. You got a wedding. And at the wedding, he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Borei Pri HaGofen. Where's the bracha acharoina? Don't confuse me with technical answers that you didn't drink a shir. I don't want to hear technical answers. Where's the bracha acharoina? Well, the process has just begun. We just got married. There are no children yet. It takes 9 months at least, right? It takes time. Well, here we are at the Seder. Bonecha kishsile zesim saviv l'shulchanecha. Mission accomplished. Here you are. Vigarta levincha bayomahu leimar. You just finished. Chasal l'sidur Pesach. That's when you say the next thing. Now it's time to make the barucha acharoina from your wedding. When you make Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Al HaGefen V'Alpri HaGofen, you're not just making the Gefen V'Alpri HaGofen from the fourth cup of wine that you had 3 ounces from. You're not just making, yeah. Don't confuse me with the technical reasons. When you now make that Al HaGefen, when you finish, the Seder is over, and you're making this bracha after you matzliach and having children, being blessed, Bonecha Kishile Zeism Savlushlucha, Eshcha Gevin Paria, Byakase Besak Bonecha Shulushnecha, and now you fulfilled the Garata Levincha Bayoimahu Lamar. You taught them the Torah. You had the children and you taught them what they need to know. Oh, now we can make the Allah Gefen from the chuppah. Take out the wedding album and look at who made the bracha. Now we're gonna make the bracha acharoina. Baruch Atah Hashem, Al HaGefen, Vel Pri HaGofen. Rabbeisai, have a wonderful Yom Tov. The Yom Tov should bring everyone Simcha, Bracha, Nachas, Gesund. Yimalei Hashem Kol Mish'alos Libchem L'Toiva. Achag, Kosher, V'Sameach, with underlines, bold, exclamation marks. And also want to thank you all, especially Michal. I know I got a gift today, Dr. Friedman. Dr. Friedman, he came in to shul today, came in and he gave me a gift in the name of all of you. I want to thank you very, very much. It's hard for me to contact every single one of you, but thank you for the gift for Pesach. It's very much appreciated to each and every one.
Have a wonderful... You have to cash it today or tomorrow, otherwise it's Chametz Shalav Pesach. Quiet, please.
Have a wonderful Yom Tov. Okay, maybe we'll learn Chanav Chol HaMoed. If we'll see, we shall see if we'll learn. I'm not pressure in the Chas V'Shalom. You had enough of me ready. You need a vacation from me, I think.
Or the other way around.
But maybe we'll see. We'll see one day at a time. We'll see. Baruch Hashem, we have WhatsApp, and most of the people here are on WhatsApp. If you don't have WhatsApp, you want to be contacted, please let me know. I'll be glad to call you personally, and we'll see. We'll see.
Oit Chazel Olam.
Maybe tonight. Maybe anyway. We'll see. We shall see.
Oh, yeah. Good yom tov, everybody.
Good yom tov, everybody. Zaygazon. Zaygazon.
Time to get back to work.
The 7:13.
Tonight?